Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 334. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gash, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinsod.
Yo.
And Tony Korkanakis.
I'm the best at what I do. Shtick. I didn't even see the movie.
You didn't even see it? Oh, man.
Nope.
All right, well, no spoiler cast coming up yet for Logan. But welcome, listeners. Welcome, viewers, to episode 334. This has been one of the busiest weeks for me in a long time, and that's both in gaming and in movies. So let's just get into it. Like, let's go. Rotten Tomatoes, let's look at our box office here. Which, by the way, that's what we use for our numbers. But all right, Logan. Logan at number one at $88.5 million.
That's really impressive, actually.
That's an adjusted rate, because they said, I think, 86 at first. So they adjusted to 88.
Actuals.
I was asking, like, last week, like, do we see 85? And, like, we all kind of agreed, no way.
Yeah.
It wasn't hitting that.
What do we say, like, 70? 75?
I think the highest we... I mean, like, we were in the 65 to 70s.
But I don't know.
I said it could do 80, but I expected 60, 65.
Hmm. I mean, I asked 85. I was like, can it get there? Because I thought that was the mark that showed that this was going to be a breakout hit for me.
Yeah. I mean, this is, and this deserves it. I mean, this is a very, very good movie. It's in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying this is everybody's opinion, but this is the best of any of the X-Men movies I've seen.
Wow. Better than Deadpool.
Well,
X-Men movie.
Yeah, it is. He's
Fox,
right.
It's
He's
X-Men.
Right.
Has X-Men in it?
That's a tough one.
Deadpool isn't like a normal movie, though.
That's a tough one, though, Corey. You're right.
Oh my god.
So I would put them very.
All I know
arguable.
Is when Deadpool, we did our spoiler cast. People were throwing out best comic book movie of all time.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
You're splitting hairs at this point between the two of them. How about that?
Okay.
I mean, they're both very good.
The best at what they do. That's what Tony said.
For a Wolverine movie, it's very easy to make the statement it's the best Wolverine movie. For the X-Men, straight X-Men, because it has Patrick Stewart in it, I would say it's the best X-Men. How about that?
Should I call you Logan Weapon X?
Yep. I mean, that's...
No!
You get everything in this movie. You get drama, you get action, you get some comedy. I mean, how often do you get to see Patrick Stewart play a feebly old man? Like, rickety, you know, so...
Well, you get some hear voice the poop
that more going forward.
Yeah, I mean, who saw this? I mean, Corey, you saw this. I saw this. Mike, did you get to see it?
No, I haven't.
I figured. I mean, Mike's laid up, or else he would have gone with us to see it.
I would have wanted to, but it wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. Go see it if you haven't. It's worth seeing in the theaters. It is. I mean, it's, like I said, very shocking. I'm very happy that it met my expectations as a Logan movie, because my expectations were rising and it still met them.
Was it a good finisher for Hugh Jackman's run?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it feels like this feels like it was a great farewell tour for him. That's what it felt like.
And it's like the polar opposite of what Origins was. Like,
yeah.
With Origins, they really changed the character to just fit what they wanted for him. Where here, they're like, let's be true to this character and make him and show him as he should be.
Well, so, good. That's refreshing to hear. Again, like I said before, it's not how you start until you finish. So,
And that's a good point. I mean, this is going to be like for the mark as him as, you know, Wolverine, because they're probably going to recast. But
oh, absolutely.
For the mark for him, I mean, he raised the level in this movie. I mean, and like, I've never been like a huge fan, because I think he's way too tall.
A Hugh fan.
I'm not saying he's been terrible, but I'm not saying he's been fantastic. And I would say that this last movie leaves such a very good impression for him. So,
I'm definitely looking forward to see it. I wish I could, but unfortunately I don't have healing powers, so I couldn't make it.
Well, I mean, based off the trailers, it doesn't look like he's got them that much either.
Yeah.
Now,
and that's cool too.
The one part of me that does regret not seeing it theaters, because I think I got not spoiled, but something that I thought was going to happen that they did.
Somebody said something to you, or you saw it online?
No, I saw it online.
Well,
it's like, oh, look, you could see blah blah blah. I was like,
Now I'm like on high alert avoiding spoilers for that and later parts of Horizon. I already got a little like hint about Horizon that I'm kind of mad about.
Oh, really? Something.
So I'm going to stop looking at things.
Dude, I had to be so careful with the... this is the movie cast, but I had to be so careful over the weekend with Zelda. I was like so mad. Yeah. Like scrolling through Twitter, I'm like, oh, I see something. Got to look away.
There's going to be some great... Those who are watching this and listening that maybe you don't check out the games cast, there's going to be some great discussions coming up with the Switch, with Horizon included. Three people have played Horizon and three people have played Zelda? Corey? All right. Two people have played Zelda, but...
what? But, you hooked up the system and did nothing?
No, I got Trevor Treasure. The Treasure Trove.
Oh,
Shovel
okay.
Knight.
Did you get a...
I do have to thank you, Tony, for spotting that. That was a good catch.
So you bought it through the store. All right. Whoa. Hold up. Let's get back to movies. So your box office is Logan, Get Out, which is another movie that I actually want to go see.
What was Get Out?
That's that horror film that's not really horror film.
I think I asked that last week, too.
It's got one of those surprising...
I had no idea what Get Out was.
Say, surprising movies. Thriller.
Yeah, they said it's very surprising movie.
The actor like got pissed off that the Rotten Tomatoes score got like the perfect Rotten Tomatoes score was ruined by one critic.
Who was a critic?
I don't know. I didn't even look at it. I just saw the headlines. Maybe like so and so sounds off on
the Horizon review.
Critic that spoils perfect score.
Well, there's gonna be like one in the where is it? There's gotta be one. Oh man. All right, I'll find it. But as we go on, I want to know who it is. I do want to know who it is because it had the 100%. So the rest of the box office was now off my screen. There it is.
And it's off everyone's screen. Who cares?
National Review. Armin White. Get Out is an attenuated comedy sketch in which serious concerns are debased.
Okay.
That's the excerpt. But anyway, so we have Logan.
Logan took the box office. That's all that really matters.
Get Out, The Shack, Lego Batman, which is that a flop?
No, it's not a flop.
Not a flop.
It's a huge hit, though, as much as they wanted it to be, but a flop.
It failed to make anywhere near what Lego Movie brought. So, I don't know. John Wick Chapter 2 is fine, but...
It's kind of weird. I mean, like, you would think that Lego Batman, just the Batman name would have more hurt, but I guess... I don't know. I kind of feel like adults, like, didn't care to see that, like most adults. But you would think that the kid market would make up for that. But
I thought so too. But I was shocked by how little it did actually the first week opening. Yeah. It's not that it did terribly, but it was below tracking.
What did it do? I don't even remember.
Was it 56? Well,
darker than black or whatever gray. What was that? Darker than gray.
50 Shades of darker.
Oh, whatever. I don't.
That's
know.
That's not the same. There's no way it's the same people watching.
No. I'm just saying. And then John Wick came out. So those three movies all came out the same weekend.
I know, but they all should have their own demographics that seem pretty separate from each other. At least on the surface.
I think the Lego Batman movie was playing a lot more towards the older audience than the younger audience based on the trailers. I mean, a lot of the trailers are just like... Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the kids are going to go see it no matter what because it's Lego Batman. Mm-hmm. But as as an older fan, you could be like, oh, I see nods to the other Batman series throughout the years and stuff like that, so I'll go see it. But it's just weird. I mean, is there any competition right now for the kid market movie? Anything else in theaters?
No.
50 Shades Darker.
No, there's nothing out right now. So opening this week, though, is going to be Kong, which is actually getting very strong reviews.
Oh, man, that looks so good.
The last thing we need
it.
Is another Kong movie. Come on.
Nope, not after Peter Jackson's.
But this is, it's getting strong reviews, and it's part of the Godzilla universe. Like, they're going to do that multi-universe thing. I think that's a cool idea. So...
Whatever. I think it looks cool. I like that.
I hope you guys enjoy it.
Guys. No interest. I don't know, but I saw...
I don't know what you said, Mike.
He said he has zero interest. I think he froze.
Zero
interest. He froze. Mike, you froze at like the greatest moment. You're like...
But, what's weird is I didn't really like the Godzilla movie, though. But I do like King Kong stuff. And I Skull Godzilla Island, was, I think, is a fascinating...
Like, it's not like I hated Godzilla, but it was very mediocre. So, like, I wasn't excited for Kong.
This Kong is in that same universe as the last American Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
But it's taking place a lot earlier.
It looks totally different. Like,
John Goodman's pretty good. And he was also... No pun intended there.
He's a good man?
He's a good man. But he was very good in... I just watched 10 Cloverfield Lane, like... a couple months ago, and he was really good in that. He was fantastic in that.
He's always good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him in this movie. Like, that's one of the draws for me, seeing John Goodman in this role.
Good to see Captain Marvel.
Is he in
this
a supporting role?
Brie Larson, that's right.
And Loki?
Oh, that's right. Hiddleston's in this. He's the
That's how we'll sell it. It's a Marvel movie. There we go.
There you go.
Brie Larson and Hiddleston, yeah. So that's opening this week. That's it for your box office. So let's get into the movie news. We got some tough, and then we'll get into what we've been up to, and then to the games cast, because we've got a lot to talk about. So, Danny Rand, Iron Fist. Iron Fist is coming out season one this month on Netflix. Was it March 17th, I think?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks.
March 17th.
This now, month that's is fucking packed.
This month is nuts. Like, it is nuts. So, and by the way, I've got my girlfriend is now watching Daredevil. God, it's such a good season, the season one. Like, it is so good. we're watching that, but Iron Fist is coming out, and there will be no don't expect to see a costume for Danny Rand for the Iron Fist costume in season one, they said. That was coming out today.
That's fine with me, because it's one of the ugliest superhero costumes in comics.
Well, we didn't get...
It's so terrible.
Yeah.
So terrible.
We didn't get Daredevils till the very end either, so...
We'll get some... One. I think we'll get some modified version at the end. That's my theory.
I don't mind. He had like a white version for like the feet. I don't know, Order of the Phoenix or whatever. That didn't look too bad. But like the green,
because it didn't have the open chest, right?
Yeah.
Those are villain colors. He's wearing villain colors as far as super.
Yeah, it's like fucking Hydra colors.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Hail Hydra.
He is wearing Hydra stuff. I'm okay with this though, because like it looks like it's gonna be, from what we saw at Comic-Con last October, it looks really good. Yeah, looks really good. So,
can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm super excited.
Mark,
gonna watch that before I watch Luke Cage. So it's gonna happen.
Understandable.
I hope you don't get a out of sequence cameo or something. Then, actually,
you,
I hope.
Wait, are you gonna watch? are you gonna watch Luke Cage before the Defenders?
It's a possibility, but at this point, I can't guarantee anything.
Where is your Marvel commitment, Corey? You disappoint me greatly.
Not really with Marvel commitment.
How far did you even make it, Luke Cage, dude?
3 episodes so far.
Just watch 3 more.
Yeah,
it's not even bad.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna watch. I know I'm gonna watch it at some point. I have to watch it at some point. Just kind of get the full picture of what Netflix is doing. But it just hasn't been a priority. It's just like, don't really feel
it's
like
it. It's definitely,
it.
Like, it wasn't the greatest of the series, but it wasn't terrible. Like, it was good.
I mean, like, Jessica Jones and obviously Daredevil both hooked me, like, right away. I'm like, oh, I gotta see these, and I'm curious about where this is going. But Luke Cage just always seemed like a side character. Like, I couldn't really see where they were gonna go with
it. He's not a
Jessica
good
Jones,
man.
Did.
Hmm?
All right.
Yeah.
I Jessica Jones was... brought it, the villain brought me into that one, but I stayed because it was fucking amazing. In my opinion, it's still I think it's the best Netflix show.
I thought you thought Daredevil was better.
No, I
really?
Think Jessica Jones.
I think I remember you saying the opposite at one point.
No, I think Jessica Jones because the villain. I think I want to go back and listen to it because I really say that Jessica Jones is better.
Okay.
Just because the villain is just really good. Although
when the Punisher shows up.
That's really the whole thing, though. It's just like learning the villain's like motivations and powers and abilities. That's like the hook of that show.
Yeah,
what she actually does, like, this is a series of really bad decisions, as far as I can tell.
Oh, there goes Corey.
Corey's sick of our shit.
Did he drop?
He's going to watch Luke Cage.
Shit, we're gonna have to pause this podcast.
All right.
So. After technical difficulties from Corey, we're resuming our conversations here. I think we were talking about Iron Fist, but I don't remember exactly what it was about.
You were complaining about Jessica Jones being better or something as well.
I was saying Jessica Jones was going to be... It is better, and I want to know... I'll listen back, and we'll hear it. You know, that's basically it. Inhumans, the series coming out on ABC, has a premiere date for its IMAX deal. Remember, there's an IMAX deal where it's going to appear 2 weeks before it comes out. So September 1st is the IMAX premiere.
Okay.
So expect it on ABC the week 2 weeks after that. Or maybe it's 30 days. Maybe it's 30 days.
There's pictures of Black Bolt and stuff as well.
Yeah, but they don't translate usually to this podcast, so I didn't put it on here. But it was without CG,
obviously. No, I'm just
saying
just, like, he's out there, so...
In the wild.
It doesn't look good. I mean...
It doesn't whatever. Look good.
Yeah, we'll see. Not movie budgeted, so...
I don't care about the Inhumans.
Yeah, I know. I know you're a mutant fan. I'm a mutant fan as well. But
yeah, fuck the Inhumans.
We get
fucking pieces.
We get what we get, Mike. We don't have a deal with Fox, so we get what we get.
Broke ass X-Men.
They are. No, I completely agree.
They're very their own thing too. They have all their own shit, and they're very separate. It seems from everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Black Bolt lives on the moon.
That's my impressions I got from Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is my only real exposure to them before this at all. You go to the moon and meet them, and that's about it.
Does Black Bolt talk? Cause...
No, he doesn't talk. He
okay.
Dots. And everyone gets mad at you for trying to talk to him.
Yeah, well, because he'll kill you. Because...
All right, what's next? Star Wars, we talked about how there was a rumor at the Star Wars event they were going to announce a new animated series and that Rebels was going to finish this year. Well, Rebels was now renewed for season 4, so it's not ending this year.
Maybe
all of it is a lie.
I heard it's gotten very good, though. It's because it's wrapping up. Because, you know, it seems like they do the Walking Dead.
It's always
Dead.
Better at the end.
Yeah, it seems like they do the Walking Dead thing where there's, like, a lot of fluff and then a good finale, you know? So, we'll see. That's the news. Let's get into what we've been up to. As I stated, we saw Logan. Anything to add to that, guys, or we're good with that?
I wish I did.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. My wife and I saw it with you and your girlfriend, Jim. We all saw it together. She was not expecting the movie to be the way it was, like just as brutal and, you know, there's some feels in there. So it's like she definitely was like not shocked, but more like surprised about what happened, and she cried at the end. Actually, it's like, whoa, like you don't even care about these characters, and like, so it was interesting to see her reaction for a non-fan.
Yeah,
to go into it, but it's brutal. Like this is what Wolverine should
this
be.
This is like, what we've been awesome. Waiting since like X-Men, the original movie. Yeah. We've been seeing for Wolverine, waiting to see this.
Mm.
So
I mean, there's some really great sequences in this film.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to give
that
girl a lot of credit. She did a great job.
Did you guys see the Deadpool teaser? I forgot to mention that.
I didn't know if that was a spoiler or not, because...
No, it's online.
I know it's out online.
That's what I was talking about.
It's online.
I know it's online. I'm just saying, just because it's online, I mean, Star Wars spoilers were online, too.
I don't know how I'm making this a spoiler, because I never mentioned...
No, I'm not saying you're making a spoiler. I'm just saying I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know if people wanted to go into the scene.
Anyways, you don't need to stay through the credits. You do not need to stay through the credits. Mm-hmm. Anybody who hasn't seen it yet, you don't have to stay through the credits. That was a little bull, so... All right. Anyways, go on, Corey. What else? What have you been up to?
No, it's giving the girl credit. I think she did a great job. In the trailers, you see a little bit about her, and I think she emotes well without having to say a lot.
Yeah, she doesn't say it. I don't... we can't get into spoilers.
She basically Ellie?
Ellie talks a lot.
But they were going for a Natalie Portman in The Professional type of character, which is what the director was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see the influence. That's cool. All right, what else, Corey? What else have you been up to?
Other than that, not really watching much. I mean, just playing games. There's a lot of games to play.
All right, Mike?
This was my surgery week, and I really didn't watch too much of anything. I mostly played stuff, but I did watch... I'm behind on everything, except I watched Legion just before this podcast, possibly under the influence of painkillers.
The only way to watch Legion, apparently.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. It's still kind of more of the same, but right now, I find, since I chose that, it's like more compelling to me than any of the other regular shows I was watching. So I guess that's a good sign. It's
different.
I mean, and I'm just feeling the X-Men a little bit now, even though I'm not sure this is really ever going to get tied in with them. I mean, I feel like it kind of has to at least get tied in with that one major X-Men character eventually, but we'll see. But it's still, it's always just mental gymnastics to try to follow that show, which is fun. And everything else I don't care about. I mean, I'll catch up eventually, but not now.
I'm behind on the 100. Like, I haven't watched that since episode 2. So they're like 5 episodes in now. So I got to watch that. Shield's on break. So I haven't watched that. Tony, what have you been up to? Games. I will add one movie on Corey's recommendation that I went out and I got and I watched, Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, cool.
I did. I watched it last night. It was very good. It was very good.
Is that the pacifist soldier?
Yes, the
guy?
Pacifist soldier.
The conscientious objector.
Yes. Yes. Conscientious objector is what they call him in the story. So he's basically will not carry a gun, but he wants to serve in the army. So.
Oh. And he does.
He's a medic.
I think the end really makes it. Like, not the end, like, they have, because it's a true story.
It's based on a true story.
And they do talk to the people involved at the end. And I think that really, hits home.
They pulled a little band of brothers at the end where they had the actual vets talking and the actual character it was based off of.
It was based on, yeah.
So you can hear him describing the events that you had just seen in the movie and how they depicted it. So it actually happened, those events, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So it was really
probably
cool.
Good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's good they do that because that means he survives and you don't get that sort of mixed Hollywood message where it's like, oh, look, you can be nonviolent, but then you'll get killed. No, he survived.
Yeah. You can have sex, but then you'll die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. Very good movie. It wasn't even super emotional, but it was, well, I guess it was kind of, but it wasn't like super emotional. There's no tear-jerking scenes, in my opinion, but it was really good. It was well done, so... Kind of bloody.
It made you think.
It's war.
Yeah, well, it's Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
He loves that stuff. But it does, afterwards, you think about it, and you're like, wow, it's like, this actually happened.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part, is like, this guy really did not carry a weapon, and like, the army didn't have any idea how to deal with that. Like, they were like, you can't do that. You have to carry a weapon.
Vince Vaughn was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
I liked
his
character.
Yeah, he was good. He had a little humor into it. Still serious role, but it was still humor.
Vince Vaughn's in this movie?
Dude, Vince Vaughn's in this movie.
Vince
Sam Worthington is in this movie.
People forget when Vince Vaughn was young, he was like in all serious roles for a little while.
Yeah, Swingers.
He does a good job though in this. He really does.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, he's great. But
and
like,
it's got the
when
former
Sam Worthington showed up, I was like, holy shit, what happened to this guy's career? He was in everything when the event, like Avatar came out.
Yeah.
Avatar ended it.
It's true. Mm-hmm. He might be back. Is he in Avatar 2?
Who cares?
But I do know that the former Spider-Man is in this, and he's the main character. So yeah, Andrew Garfield. Yeah. But all right. So that's what I watched. That's all we've been watching. So that's gonna wrap up the movie cast episode. Listeners and viewers, thank you for tuning in. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at All You Can Geek. Like us on Facebook. And write us podcast at allyoucangeek.net for any topics or any questions you have for us. We'd be happy to hear from you. And thanks. Tune in next week. Or tune in to GameStop.